Welcome to New Covenant's podcast. We pray that you are encouraged and that you would encounter Jesus through this message. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, let's pray. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing here in New Covenant. I thank you for your presence. I thank you that we have the opportunity to get into your word, to hear your voice. Father, I thank you for the growth that we've experienced, and I thank you that you have your hand on our future, and we trust you for it today, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so this morning may be a little different than our normal Sunday service, Sunday message time. Equally important, but a little bit different. If you're visiting with us today, just kind of hang in with me. Kind of really talking to our church family today. And so this morning, we're going to talk about our future plans for the front yard and future construction. And so I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes, and then we'll tie that into Scripture, and we'll be in 1 Chronicles chapters 28 and 29. But before we get there, I've prepared... I didn't really prepare, but I kind of prepared some slides. The art department made them pretty, and I just put down words on the screen. And so we are going to launch the Build His House campaign starting today. Okay? Did it show up? Whoop, whoop, here it is. So we met with a bunch of our leaders last night and kind of laid this out to them. And so for you guys, this may be a repeat, but for everyone else, it is not. So well, we want to quickly tell you our purpose as a church, as you see when you walk in the front door, is to transform lives through encounter. And so as we try to break that down, we believe that we as a church, we are here to host the presence of God. Being a presence-driven church is very important to us. And so we want to host the presence of God. We are here to equip believers. We are here to be a place for people to gather, to pursue an encounter with the Lord. We see that we are a beacon for our region. That people look to us and go, wow, you guys are really doing things in a different way. Explain this to us. We get calls like that every week. And we love seeing lives transformed through an encounter with the Lord. We realize that the Lord can do more in a half a second than we can do in a year of preaching. Okay? And so that's what we're here for. There's a lot of really great things going on right now here at New Covenant. Our numbers are really, really solid. We are a very healthy congregation as far as just there's not like issues and problems going on here. We're very much alive. God is moving. I love seeing people on their face in worship and getting ministered to, and that's really strong. We are debt-free as a church, which is really important. You guys, many of you participated in that, in the ping pong ball tower that I told everyone last night. Our ping pong ball tower is actually in Savannah City Hall because the mayor needed it, and they reached out to us and borrowed our ping pong ball tower. I'm trying to get it back. Jeff, if you're watching, bro, give me my tower back. But we have a 21,000-square-foot building that is paid for. We are constantly adapting it and remodeling it so we can get to what we need. And we have, since we paid off our debt, we have squirreled away $160,000 towards next. So, yay. Unfortunately, $160,000 doesn't go real far. $160,000 will cover architectural, engineering, drawings, and a permit, period, and maybe one sack of concrete. So we've got several pinch points in our building, which is another way to say problems. So we have several pinch points. Children's attendance is great because you guys keep having babies. So what? But for everyone who's in here, there are 25% more people in the back. Okay? So is my counting usher around? Have we counted yet? Anybody? So last week we had 200 people in the sanctuary. What's the number today, Roy? Okay, so we have 205 people in the front, which means that there are 51 people in the back. 25% more. So we currently have 3,000-ish square feet, 3,246 square feet for kids ministry, and there's 51 kids jammed in there. So we have just opened, I haven't measured and changed this graphic, but we've just opened two new rooms that we took some rooms that we needed to fix air conditioners and get junk stuff. So we've opened two more rooms for kids' church, but we're constantly jammed with kids in our kids' ministry area, and that is the thing that we feel like we need to alleviate. We also only have 70 parking spots. We should have 150 for the size of congregation that we have. And some of you guys still drive two cars to church on Sunday, but we all park in the grass at some point. And we've started an evening service to try to alleviate this a little bit, and the parking and the kids pinch. But so we have parking issues. Our lobby is 90% smaller than it should be. We hired an architect who specializes in churches, and he said that our lobby is sufficient for a church of 50. But we're really a church of 400, but we have 205 people in the room right now, plus in the back. And so our lobby, some of you probably have a walk-in closet bigger than our lobby. Don't tell me, but you might, because I'd be jealous, but the thing. So there's our tiny lobby is a problem. And we also have a meeting space issue. I said earlier that the Break Free class is closed. It's full because there's just not room to shove more bodies in there. And we had to limit Spirit class back in the fall because there was just not more room. And so having hired an architect to come in and consult with us, we have come up with a plan that we think will help us to move forward. And the plan, which will be on the next slide, we're calling it the project. Our plan is to build a generations building out here in the yard. Okay? So we want to build a building that will house children's ministry nursery, children's ministry children's church, and some youth and other kind of multi-purpose meeting rooms out this way. We will probably try to design it in such a way that we can use it as a during-the-week daycare as well. But we need to build that so that we can build something bigger. I would love to build a bigger sanctuary, but we would overwhelm kids' space. So we need to build the kids' space first, and then a sanctuary that will be connected to it. Okay, so this is our plan. We've got it divided into four phases, which you can see on the screen. The generations building, remodeling this building to, once we get kids out, we can do other things with spaces for classrooms. Then building a larger worship center, like a sanctuary type building and a lobby and whatever out that way. And then finally finish remodeling this so that, for example, this room would become a fellowship hall, and we would build a serving room back this way, which is not a kitchen because there's different rules for that. And we can erase that from any taping that I just did. But anyway, so that's kind of our plan to move forward. The pictures we have up here are not final in any way, shape, or form. Those are concepts. Okay? So how are we going to get there? The pathway. Because I wanted everything to start with the letter P. So we're working at this from a couple different directions. We have talked to everybody under the sun. I've talked to banks, I've talked to credit unions, I have talked to engineers, architects, surveyors, talked to Jesus a whole lot, talked to the elders, talked to our leaders, we've talked among ourselves, I talk to myself while I'm driving. But anyway, here's our plan. Since we paid off our debt, our building debt, every month since then, I have saved our mortgage payment because we're not paying anybody. So we've been squirreling that away, and it's at $160,000, give or take a buck or two, right this second. We are starting a 3-year capital campaign today. And over the course of the next 3 years, I can save up to $400,000 just paying that mortgage payment to ourselves. Okay, does that make sense? So the second thing we need to do is we need to raise amongst us at least $800,000. Okay, not pesos, $800,000. So we need to raise $800,000. We are asking you to pray and ask the Lord what you should do. And beginning, we will come back, we will circle back to this in February, the second weekend of February, and we will ask you to fill out a commitment card on what you can do between here over the course of 36 months, 156 weeks, or 12 quarters, or whatever, 3 years. You guys all know what 3 years is. And so over the course of 3 years, I will commit to do X. And we're believing God for $800,000 to get there. Once we have that pledged amount, then we will go back and reconvene with the architectural group and actually build. But we're building based on what we're raising. Okay? I do not want to build something that is beyond us, money-wise, or anything that is beneath our target either. And so, as I explained to the group last night, this is sort of like we decided to go on vacation, but now we have to look and see how much money we have. Because a $300 vacation is Savannah one night, right? A $3,000 vacation is Orlando for 2 days? One day, okay. So, or $30,000, maybe a couple weeks in Italy. And so, or Rome, Georgia. But so we're based on what we commit to do. We will go back to the architect and say, this is where we are. I've already got a green light from our bank who said they would lend us money. But gosh, I sure would have hated to do that at 7.5%, which is where we are, because $1 million shouldn't cost that much. So anyway, so that's kind of where we are. That's our pathway. That is our plan. And as soon as we get the ball rolling with our giving, then we will begin to make real architectural drawings, and we will show you those, of course, once we have them. Someone asked if the rendering that's out in the lobby is real. The answer is no. That was us dreaming when you could borrow money at 2% and before inflation gobbled up everything. And so those will be coming down as soon as possible. And if you want to take them down now, that'd be fine too. But so we're going to pull those down and replace those with something more realistic once that happens. So we are asking you to partner with us in this. Your role is to seek the Lord, listen to him, and obey what he says. That's it. I'm not telling you what to give. The Holy Spirit will. Okay, so that is my presentation. We will be handing you on the way out a summary of that in this form. The ushers will hand you this on your way out this morning. However, I would like to ask you to open your Bibles with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. And in 1 Chronicles 28, we see King David, who is challenging Solomon, his son, and his officials, and his nation to build a temple for the Lord. And there's a lot of parallels between these two chapters and us right now. The fact that my name is David may be one of them, but he's old, and so I'm not going to own that. So, so I'm going to kind of cherry pick through some verses. I'm going to skip sections that talk about like lists of names and stuff and whatever. But follow along if you would. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 1. David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem, the officers over the tribes, commanders, all these people that had stuff going on. Verse 2, King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people. I had it in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for a footstool of our God, or the presence of our God, and I made plans to build it. But God said to me, 'You are not to build the house for my name, because you are a warrior and have shed blood. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the tribe of Judah he chose my family, and from my father's son he was pleased to make me king over Israel.'" Jump down to verse 7. "So I will establish his kingdom forever talking about Solomon, if he, Solomon, is unswerving and carrying out my commands and laws as is being done at this time. So now I charge you in the sight of Israel and all of the assembly of the Lord and in the hearing of God to be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as your inheritance to your descendants forever. Jump down to verse 11. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings and its storerooms and its upper parts and the inner rooms and the place of atonement. And he gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries of the dedicated things. Jump down to verse 19. All this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me. He enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. Now we're going to go to the next chapter, verse 1. Then King David said to the whole assembly, my son Solomon, the one who God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my treasures, I have provided for the temple of God gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, wood for the wood, and onyx for the settings, turquoise, and on. He makes this list of stuff, his personal treasures that he has offered for this. About halfway down verse 5, it says, now who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today? He was asking the people there for a commitment, okay? And the people, verse 6, gave willingly to the work. And then down to verse 9, the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. We're going to flip the page, at least in my Bible. Verse 13, now our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. And we will stop there. There's a whole lot more. I invite you guys to read those later on. But there's so many takeaways. Read those two chapters later. There's so many takeaways for us today, things that we can apply to us, because we are at a similar place where we've enjoyed this building for 40 years, but it's time to move forward. And it's time for us to make a commitment to move forward. And so I want to give you guys my takeaways from this. This is what's in my head as we've been thinking about this, so that we're all kind of on the same page, okay? So my first thought is this. There's a calling on us to build something. We can just keep making it work with what we've got, but I believe there's a calling from the Lord to make big steps. There's a calling from the Lord for us to answer what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do, okay? So we want to build a building that is for generations. We want to build a building that is for legacy. We had this week of prayer and fasting just a couple weeks ago, and one morning I walked into the prayer room, and someone had written on the board a list of the generations that we talk about, right? So the silent generation, the boomers, the Gen Xers, millennials, the Gen Zers, and the Gen Alphas, which would be like my grandbabies. And so I walked in, and the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said that the silent generation and the boomers built this building that the Gen Xers and the millennials have enjoyed. And now it's time for the Gen Xers and the millennials to build for the next generation. Okay, so it's time for us. There's a calling to pass on for what's next. We like to just walk in and enjoy it, but it's time for us to begin to consider how we can sacrificially participate in this and move this forward for the honor of the Lord. And that's a calling. Okay? The second thing that I see that they did was that they consulted. Okay, David's, he said, the Holy Spirit gave me this plan. The Holy Spirit, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he showed me this. And I want to tell you, we are not building this building on a whim. We are not building this building in a vacuum. We have consulted. As I mentioned, we have gathered people. We have hired architects. We have hired consultants. We have brought people in. I've talked with other pastors. We've talked with leaders. We've had our elders together. We've consulted this thing to pieces. It's time to get up and do something, because you can only consult for so long, right? And so it's time to begin to move things forward. We really need more space to grow. The architect told us, he said something like, you guys have grown way beyond what your building should allow you to do. Okay? And so we really need to build something out there for the generations, for the Gen Z, and for the little bitty kids, for my grandbabies. Right, we need to build something for that generation so that we can minister to them and they can have the same kind of encounters with the Lord that we have had. Okay, so that's the consulting part. But then the third letter C word that I've got is courage. It's going to take courage. David said to Solomon, hey, don't be a baby about this. Right? Rise up, take courage, don't be discouraged. And you know what, guys? This is going to take some perseverance. It takes courage to give. It takes courage to lead into something new. It is super comfortable not to. But it takes courage to move forward and to push the ball down the field. Takes some courage. And so we're at a place where we need to rise up and take courage. And so when I say, hey, we need to give over the course of 3 years, a lot of you started doing math. Right? Was it Freddie said to me earlier, he's like, the first thing I did was go ching, 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 which shows that he's old first. Because the rest of us would just go like this. Dang. Right? And so but it takes courage to obey the Lord. When the Lord says do this and you're like, I don't know, that takes some courage. We're at a place where we need to be courageous. Sacrifice is never easy. Okay? Think Jesus in the garden praying right before the cross. Took courage for him to say, not my will, but yours. Right? And so we are asking you to consider giving in a way that is sacrificial. Okay? Then my next word for this is commitment. David asked his people to consecrate themselves to the Lord. He called his leaders, he called his nation to a place of commitment where they would commit together to build something. They would commit together to build a house for the Lord, build a house for another generation. This is, in a way, for some of you, this is planting the oak tree that your grandkids will use as shade one day. Okay? This is us looking forward to something. That takes commitment. We're looking at a journey that is a marathon. This is not a quick thing. Okay? Although I would be thrilled out of my mind if someone just walked up and handed us a couple $1 million. This is more likely going to be a marathon run, which you should come to the running group so you can get a good grip of it. But this is the, hey, I just got to keep going. I just got to keep going. And there will be times in our commitment that we're going to want to back out. Okay? We will have opportunities to have conflict amongst us, because I know that as we commit to do something amazing for the Lord, that Satan wants to turn up the heat and make it harder for us. Okay? There will be, if you're a big giver, Satan is out to get you. Because he knows if he can get you, that he will slow down the kingdom. Okay? So be on the alert that this is a commitment for us to go above and beyond. Okay? Above and beyond normal. My next C word is collaboration. They worked together. They worked together. This was not David doing his thing. This was not Solomon doing his thing. This was not some building company doing their thing. This was us all doing something together. Okay? We are building something for the Lord, and truth is, it needs to be all of us. Okay? It needs to be all of us. Now, some of you have more means financially than others. Some of you have abilities that others don't have. I understand that. But we all need to get involved with this in some way and figure out how he wants to speak to us and how he wants to lead us in this. Okay? So there's that collaboration. And then my next C word is campaign. Right? David led a national campaign for the people of his nation to give gold, silver, bronze, iron, and all these different things, right? And I love the question, because I'm sure this question went through your mind already. How am I able to give as generously as this from chapter 29, verse 14? We are able to give generously because we trust the Lord. We already have experienced the Lord moving through first fruits. We've experienced the Lord blessing our finances. We are a people that we believe God is able, okay? We believe that God is able to open doors and open opportunities for us. And so it's not a question of how much can I afford. It's not. I'm sorry. It is how much surrender do I have in me? That's really the question. Okay, so this will require some stewardship. This will require some of us to actually do a budget that we don't do. This will actually require some of us to make some sacrifices. I made a joke last night in our leaders meeting. If we just stopped going to Starbucks, that would be $2,000 a week. All right, and so you know maybe it's part of this is learning to make coffee at home. I mean, I don't know. It can be done, but you will want to quit. But we need to be involved in this together, and God is able to cause us to come to completion in this. Okay, so as I said earlier, and you will hear this over the next several weeks, I'm asking you to seek the Lord and listen to Him. Father, what can I do? What should I do for this? And whatever he says is what I would like for you to do. So seek, listen, obey, and write it on a commitment card. We will be passing out commitment cards the second weekend in February. We will have a leaders meeting, and we will also have a Sunday morning and a Sunday evening service in which we ask you to fill out a commitment card, and then we will follow up with you guys on how that works. But seek him and listen. Obey and write it on a commitment card. That's what we're asking for you to do to participate in this. And my final, I hope I get two more. My next C word is confidence. Confidence. I am confident that God can pull us through. Okay? And you'll probably hear more stories on this as time goes forward, but we, Lena and I, led a church in Oklahoma years ago that we were a Spanish church, all migrants, and I think we had about the same size congregation. We probably had 7 college degrees among us, and a lot of people were undocumented aliens, and just don't touch it, just leave it there. And we saw God do amazing things as we built we were the first Spanish church in the state of Oklahoma to build a building for worship. And we saw God do crazy things, okay? I had a guy driving up I-44 across the city of Tulsa, get off and pull onto our property and say, the Lord told me to come here, what are you doing? we're building a building for, you know, we're building a church. And he pulled out his checkbook and wrote me a check for $1,000, got in his truck and drove off. Never saw him again. And you're just like, thank you, Lord. Okay. And we saw, I'm sure that I will be sharing similar testimonies that happened here, but we saw thousands and thousands of dollars of testimonies. Just really ridiculous, unpredictable stuff. I have confidence based on my history with the Lord that he's going to get us through this. Okay? But it's not a confidence that we can sit back and go, well, let them do that. It is a confidence where we are collaborating, where we are all involved in this. We're all involved in moving the ball forward, okay? So we will ask you to make a commitment that you are confident that you can bring that to the offering. Let me just, as a little side note here, say, please do not make I'm going to win the lottery offering promises. Because if you did win the lottery, come see me. But if you played the lottery, also come see me, because there's some other things we need to talk about as far as your trust in the Lord. But don't tell me, you know, hey, I've got $10 in my pocket, but I'm going to give $5 million. Please don't. Okay? Because that ain't real. So the final letter C is celebration. Through this process, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate. We're going to rejoice that God does amazing things. Many of you were here when we dropped the ping pong balls in the tower. Do you remember the celebration? You guys went crazy. That was amazing. When we finished that out, we celebrate what God does. And we will be very transparent and very open. We will tell you all the great things that the Lord does here. We will celebrate together. And there will be financial miracles and just all kinds of other things, miracles. I've already had a surveyor tell me he'll do all of our survey work for free. So, yay, I don't know how much that costs, but yay, there's that stuff. And so we will celebrate, but what we most need to celebrate is that we are multiplying ministry and we are leaving a legacy. Okay? That's what we're most interested in doing. Now, let me give you guys some practical things. We're almost done. Practical. We want you to have an opportunity to ask questions of me and of our leadership. And so we have set up several meetings that are open to you to sign up to come and say, hey, I got questions about this. In the app, the Church Center app, in registration, I think we're calling it Build His House Q&A. There are a variety of different times and days. You can sign up for one of those, and we will meet together, and we will chat about it. There are also, on the back table, there's a bunch of different clipboards. If you're not a tech person and you want to sign up for one of those with a pencil and paper, you're welcome to do that in the back. Lewis and Nori are organizing that for us. And so if you would like to come to one of those meetings, we will together and I will listen. We've already had a bunch of design sessions. So this is, again, if you have a question, we want to be able to answer it. And Sunday morning is usually too crazy to try to pull that off. And so we're setting up these times, mornings and evenings and afternoons, that are available for you to come, and we'll have meeting and we'll talk. We're also designing a spiritual journey. And Dwight, you want to come up and talk about it? You'll need to grab a microphone. Dwight's going to come up. Dwight is one of our elders. How long have you been in this church? 40 years? You were also the best man in our wedding. It's on.
And he is one fine young man, I must admit. I do love David. I'm so glad that God has blessed us with him. Well, I'm here to ask you to make a commitment today. Not a money commitment, but a commitment to go on a spiritual journey. We've developed through the Enjoy Ministries a spiritual devotional. It's a 21-day devotional. We actually have 28 days between now and when the Commitment Sunday comes up. But we want to encourage you, I want to encourage you, to join with me in a spiritual journey called Imagine. Now, it's called Imagine because in Ephesians 3:20 it says that to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now, the spiritual journey that we're going to take is 21 days, and I really just want to encourage you, because when I heard about this process, I remember when the balls were being dropped and how exciting it was when we got this church paid off, because it took a long time, and it shouldn't have, but it did. But God brought us David, and that happened. Well, now, several years have gone by, and praise God, it's just so good to see so many folks here, but it's time. And so I want to encourage you to go on this journey with me. It only takes about 5 minutes a day, and in a few minutes, the ushers are going to come around. They're going to pass out a little ticket, and the ticket has a QR code on it, and that QR code will allow you to go on this 20-day journey with me and with us as a body. And I really ask that you commit to this. And again, now we have 28 days, so if you miss a day, you can make it up. Or if next week somebody still hasn't started, they could still start. But basically what it boils down to is that there's each day there is a scripture, a short thought, and a prayer. And we ask that you read them out loud. Why? Well, the written word is wonderful. And when we read the word, it's wonderful. But when we speak the word out, it's more powerful. Because how did God create the earth? He spoke. He spoke it into being. It's so important for us to speak. So I'm asking you to speak out this devotional. Again, it's only going to take 4 or 5 minutes. Now, the devotional focuses on four areas. The first one is repentance. It's called Imagine Through Repentance. The second section is Imagine Through Sacrifice. The third grouping is Imagine Through Vision. And then finally, Imagine Through Listening. Now, in trying to decide what to do when I came and talked to you about this, I just want to challenge you in doing this, but I'm going to torture you with a little song, because this is what was laid on my heart. Years ago, Vineyard put out a song by Scott Underwood called Hop on the Bus. So I'm going to do just a little bit of that song for you and ask you to take your ticket today and hop on the bus with me on our spiritual journey. And the song goes like this. Hop on the bus, God's on the move. There's a seat for me, and there's a seat for you. It don't matter what you've done, if you believe in his son, and what he's done, and what he'll do. God's on the move. Folks, let's get on the move with what God desires us to do here at Stay Spring New Covenant Church, and let's move into the future of what the kingdom holds for this area. And I am so excited about what he's going to do on our spiritual journey and what he's going to do through the capital campaign that we're going to commit to in a few weeks. So again, I want to encourage you, please sign up. I love y'all. God's on the move.
Off. There it is. Okay. So between now and February the 12th or 11th, I ask that you be in prayer. You do not need to begin to give. You do not need to begin to do whatever. You just be in prayer and ask the Lord, what should I do? And that is it. I'm confident that he will speak to you, because I'm confident that he is leading us in this direction. And so that is what we've got going on there. Eddie, is there anything that I'm missing? Eddie is our campaign director, so nope, it's all good. Okay, so there's that. So in a minute here, we're going to pray. My number one goal is that we each would really connect our hearts with the Lord and grow through this, okay? It's not about about amounts of money. It's about us learning to connect with the Lord and be obedient in that relationship. And we will grow through that. And I want to see your growth and your betterment. That is way more important than any kind of building that we would build. We all know that at the end of the day, it's not about buildings. It's about people. Right? It's about the people that will get ministered to and that will receive life through what happens through ministry here. So let's pray, and then I've got a couple of announcements to wrap up, and then we will get out of here a smidge early. I was told that the before I pray that the registration for the groups online will not actually be open until 1 o'clock. So just circle back or sign up on the paper in the back. So there was that. But let's pray. So Father God, we bless you. We thank you. Father God, we trust you for the future of this church and this congregation. We trust you for the future of our personal finances as families and our personal growth as believers. Father, we present this before you yet again and say, Father, lead us in it. Lead us, Father God, as we grow the kingdom, as we expand our tent pegs, as we walk into something new and challenging. Father, we have not built a building here in 40 years, but Lord, we sense that it's time. You have placed it in our hearts, and the leadership is in agreement, and we are moving forward, and we trust you. So, Father, I ask that you would speak to us, that you would minister to us. Father, give us the opportunity to minister to others and to leave a legacy. Give us the opportunity, Father, to see your hand touch lives as ours have been touched. Lord, we thank you. Father, I thank you for the challenge of moving forward. I know this will make us better. This will make us stronger as believers and stronger as a family. So, Father God, we trust you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, a couple announcements. The mentors for the Break Free group, if you're a mentor, you have a meeting. You should have been informed somehow, but I'm reminding you of it. And you guys are meeting in that corner over there where Destiny is pretty much now. Also, there is another meeting. If you are going on the couples cruise, here in 38 days, not that I'm counting, that will be in the multi-purpose room down the hall with Lynn and with Dan, and there may or may not still be time to get on the cruise, because I see some of these couples looking at each other like, oh, dude, we should have, but go to the meeting, maybe there's a spot. Anyway, so there's that meeting immediately after church. Are there any other announcements that I need to make that are regarding meetings? Are you having a meeting? Where? Kids Church, Merle's having a meeting with people on count team. If you have a conflict with one of those spots because you're on two or three of those, we apologize. And that's pretty much it. We're going to be dismissed. Again, if you're with us for the first time today, I'm sorry this was different than what it normally is. We'll be back into our regular preaching and normal scheduled whatever thing that we normally do. Thing, whatever, next week. Okay? So we bless you, we love you, and we thank you for being here. Have an awesome, awesome day. In Jesus' name, amen.